Good Sunday morning to you. Steve Stewart here, hanging out in the WFMS studios. And oh yeah, you'll catch me here every Sunday right around this time with the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. And the purpose of this program is to, educate you a little bit, let you know what organizations are out there in the community doing a lot of good things for a lot of good reasons. And who knows, maybe you or someone you know could use the resources that these organizations offer. Or possibly, hey, they could use some help from you as well when it comes to volunteer efforts or wanting you to come attend one of their fundraisers, which is absolutely the case this morning. My guest is Jacob Gillette, and he's a member of the Circle of Hope Planning Committee. You're the chairman, correct?
That's correct.
Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jacob. Well, thank you for being here, man.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk about, first of all, Fairbanks Treatment Recovery Center. What exactly do they do? I mean, it's fairly obvious. I think people can figure it out, but tell us what they do.
Well, Fairbanks helps out a lot of people to get support and help with drug addiction and alcoholism. They have several programs for the alcoholic or the addict in regard to inpatient, outpatient, residential programs. And not only do they help out the addict or the alcoholic, but they support the families as well.
Right.
A wonderful organization.
That's very important. And Jake, whereabouts is Fairbanks Treatment Recovery Center located?
They're located at 8102 Clear Vista Parkway here in Castleton.
Yeah, right up here in Castleton, just a stone's throw from the station here. I know they've been in Indy for, about seven decades,
that's for sure.
So they've been here a long time, and you don't work there or anything, but you've got a background with Fairbanks, don't you?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Share that with us a little bit, if you don't mind, Jacob.
No, not a problem. About 7 years ago, 7 years come this May, I was brought into treatment myself through an intervention. And fortunately for me, they took me to Fairbanks, and from there, they did an assessment. And I had been battling alcohol and drug abuse for probably over 20 years. Uh-huh. And fortunately for me, they did the assessment, and then they took me to the residential program called Laverna Lodge for Men, where I stayed 95 days and been sober ever since.
Well, good for you.
It saved my life.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And you said it was an intervention type thing.
That's correct.
And the thing with addiction, the first step is seeking help. And the toughest part is the addict themselves, I hope that's a good word,
absolutely,
have to kind of admit they have a problem, mm-hmm, correct? And they've got to want that help. And what I think the beautiful thing about Fairbanks Treatment Recovery Center is they provide hope.
They do.
For, like you said, not only the individual who's fighting these addictions, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, but also they help support the family. Several mm-hmm. programs available. Their website is www.fairbanksrecovery.org. If you're listening this morning and you think you have someone in your family who could possibly benefit, or somebody you know who could possibly benefit from the treatment that they provide there. And what people have to remember also, Jacob, is every person's level of addiction is different,
isn't it?
Every experience is different with the folks that come in. And that's why they offer a variety of programs. I mean, there's inpatient, outpatient. They offer supportive living, long-term residential programs, recovery management, employer services, and even substance abuse education, which you mentioned. That's a lot of family education and assisting the family as well and helping mm-hmm. this person get better, correct?
Absolutely, yes. It's a family disease, and it really has no boundaries. It's not prejudiced. It affects us all.
Okay, and say, for example, again, someone's listening this morning, say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking I know someone who could benefit from Fairbanks Treatment and Recovery Center. How do they go about getting help, or how do they get that information?
Well, they can go directly to the hospital and go into the assessment office there. Otherwise, they can...
Is that what you did?
They just showed up at my house.
Okay.
Is what they
okay.
did.
Right.
And the interventionist drove me to Fairbanks and took me into the assessment office.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
But otherwise, if folks do want to schedule an assessment, they can call the phone number 1-800-225-HOPE, H-O-P-E, and that's 24/7.
Okay, so if you have any questions whatsoever, they can call that number, 1-800-225-HOPE, and can help you out. Again, the website is www.fairbanksrecovery.org. And again, my guest this morning, Jacob Gillette, one-time patient mm-hmm. at Fairbanks Treatment Recovery Center. And how many years sober again?
I'll have 7 years.
All right, congrats, man. Mm-hmm. Good for you. And you are currently a member of the Circle of Hope Planning Committee Chairman. Now, I say that right. I think
I'm the Planning
down
Committee
wrong,
so. Chair for this
okay,
event.
Mm-hmm. So this is a fundraiser we've got going on here coming up pretty soon. April 18th, actually. It's going to be
correct.
A Thursday night. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes, it's April 18th. Registration starts at 6 and dinner will be at 7. The event will be at the Westin downtown. Fairbanks Circle of Hope dinner and fundraiser is held each spring to raise awareness in our community about alcohol and drug addiction, as well as celebrate those in recovery.
I see. Okay. And what's the cost if somebody's interested in going and
supporting the cause? They can get online, as you described, at the fairbanksrecovery.org or fairbankscircleofhope.com and purchase tickets for $150 a piece.
Okay. And you mentioned another website there as well, www.fairbankscircleofhope. Information there as well about the fundraiser. Again, that's the Circle of Hope dinner, Thursday, April 18th. You said opens at 6, gets started, dinner at 7, $150 a head. The money raised, tell us what that goes to.
Yeah, the proceeds from this fundraising event support the Fairbanks Patient Assistance Fund for those in recovery who are uninsured or underinsured.
There you go. So helping out some of those patients make their way to recovery and for a great cause. And it's quite an evening as well. Boy, you got all kinds of things going on there. First of all, tell us about the speaker, the key speaker there.
The MC for the night will be the sports radio talk show host, Joe Stasniak.
I know Big Joe well.
But the keynote speaker, I'm really excited to listen to his story, is Pat O'Brien. He's a former sportscaster with CBS and NBC, as well as an anchor and host of Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, The Insider. Mr. O'Brien had a very public downfall from alcoholism, and now he's 10 years sober, and now he helps a lot of folks and counsels them in dealing with their substance use disorder.
I see. Okay, so that's going to be the key speaker, Pat O'Brien, and like you said, I remember him from a lot of sports things, like you said, and then again, Access Hollywood, was it? On there, and a lot of people might not be aware that he did have problems with it. Was it alcoholism?
Alcoholism,
yeah,
yes, sir.
So, and now he's going to be there speaking to people and raising money, And got a big award that night as well.
Correct. Yes. The Richard M. Fairbanks Circle of Hope Award. It's presented to individuals or organizations that make outstanding contributions to the field of addiction. And fortunately for us this year, it'll be presented to Governor Eric Holcomb.
Very nice. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Governor Holcomb, congratulations. It's going to be a great award. What else we got going on? Oh, you mentioned earlier Jim Irsay.
Yes.
Something out for folks to look at, isn't
he? He is. Yeah. Well, every year, Jim Irsay and the Indianapolis Colts, large contributors and supporters of this event. But fortunately for us, Fairbanks is honored to display the original working manuscript of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's courtesy of Jim Irsay. There's a lot of different facts about this manuscript that I'll kind of go through a little bit here. But according to the Hazleton Publishing, the original working manuscript is a missing link to the understanding of what was transpired between the AA co-founder, Bill W.'s first draft of Alcoholics Anonymous and the first published edition. And then in January of 39, Wilson and other AA co-founders distributed 400 copies of this typescript to everybody that they could think of that might be concerned with the problem of alcoholism to test out the program. And then from there, as the loaned copies were returned, suggestions for the revision were considered and written in colored pencil. Then from that point, the many changes made in the green, black, and red pencils, page after page, are in their original form in this manuscript. And that'll be on display. And so it's pretty neat.
And this is a pretty expensive little document, too, isn't it?
It is. Yes. In 2018, Jim Irsay paid $2.4 million for this. And what's exciting about it is that several months a year, he allows it to be displayed at the Alcoholics Anonymous headquarters in New York. But this will be the first time it'll be displayed in Indianapolis and at our event, Fairbanks Circle of Hope Dinner.
Wow, very
exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
And being in the month of April, having this event, Jacob, I mean, April's a pretty important month, isn't it?
It is. It's a very important month. It's an alcohol awareness month. The timing couldn't be better for this event.
Right. And you had mentioned that Jim Irsay was lending his AA manuscript, which is a very cool document, very expensive document, but he's got something else he's going to kind of put on display for folks, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's going to display that evening the Indianapolis Colts Lombardi Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, yeah, so, the Lombardi.
Pretty neat.
Super Bowl trophy from 2006, and hopefully here in a couple of years, we'll have a couple more to display.
Right.
And again, the Circle of Hope dinner. It's Thursday, April 18th, starts at 6 p.m. We mentioned the cost, $150 a ticket. If someone's looking to get a ticket or get those in advance, is that possible? You just go to the website?
Just go to the website, yes,
okay,
sir.
Mm-hmm. So again, probably www.fairbankscircleofhope. Is it .com?
.com.
.com,
yeah.
Thank you. Again, www.fairbankscircleofhope.com is a excellent spot to look for those tickets if you want to come support the Fairbanks Treatment and Recovery Center. Key speaker that evening is going to be Pat O'Brien, who also has had some problems with alcohol. I'm not very good at wording these things, but the Pat O'Brien, a lot of folks have heard of him, know who he is, and Governor Holcomb will be on hand getting the Richard M. Fairbanks Circle of Hope Award. Again, that document, what was that document again?
The manuscript?
Yes, yes. Compliments of Jim Irsay.
The original, basically, the manuscript to the big book is what we call it, and now
exactly,
Clausen Atlas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's compliments of Jim Irsay, mm-hmm. giving folks an opportunity to look at that. So, again, that's the Circle of Hope Dinner, Thursday, April 18th, www.fairbankcircleofhope.com if you're interested in tickets or more information about the event. And, again, if you know someone who you might think is suffering with alcohol or drug addiction, needs some help, again, get to www.fairbanksrecovery.org. Get more information, or you could always call their toll-free number, 1-800-225-HOPE, 24/7, 365, and they'll answer any questions you might have. Again, my guest this morning, Jacob Gillette. He's the planning committee chairman for this fundraiser, the Circle of Hope Dinner. And Jacob, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, and keep up the good work, and have a big event, okay?
Thank you.